Hi, I'm Bob Berg, co-author of The Go-Giver and author of Adversaries Into Allies, and you're listening to Stick Like Glue Radio.
Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio. This is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are all great things in your business. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm really, really excited about this week's show because my very, very special guest, not only a super smart entrepreneur, really great friend of mine, been a great friend of mine for about 6 years, I think, and her name is Meredith Bell. Let me tell you a little bit about Meredith and then we'll bring her on. Meredith has been an entrepreneur for more than 30 years. In her first business, she consulted with companies on the people side of their business. During that time, she conducted hundreds of training programs for leaders and teams to help them communicate and work together more effectively. In 1990, she co-founded a software company based in Newport News, Virginia. She and her two partners have worked together for 23 years, which is remarkable for any kind of partnership. They create assessment and development products that help people become stronger for work and life by making lasting positive changes in their behavior. As president of the company, Meredith is responsible for marketing and sales, which is how we connected. A lot of big companies around the globe like Kimberly-Clark, Hershey's, Johnson & Johnson, ADP, and Radio Shack have used her company's software to help their leaders and employees improve their performance. But I know that her heart rests with entrepreneurs and small business owners, and Meredith knows firsthand the inner strengths and people skills required to run a business, and she's personally worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs, consultants, and coaches over the last 30 years. Her latest product is called ProStar Coach, and it's a unique online platform for personal development, and she's come up with some different versions of it over, you know, for a different number of different markets and niches, if you will. And today she's going to describe some of the lessons that she's learned from her and her business partners and bringing this product to market. It's been a really, really gigantic task. And there's also going to be some, I think, some really, really great takeaways. So no matter what your company sells, you definitely want to pay attention. Meredith, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm excellent, Jim. Thank you.
So great to connect with you.
Great to be here with you.
Yeah, do you remember we met in St. Louis at a marketing conference? I don't know if that was 2008, I think. I want to say 2008, maybe.
I think you're right. I think that's exactly when it was.
Good old St. Louis. I remember Stephanie and I, after the event, we went up the old St. Louis Arch, and all I had was my sport coat, and I think it was like November, and I was so doggone cold. That's what I remember
about
that.
It was cold there. Mm-hmm.
So I've given everybody a little bit of a background about you and your business. Anything else you want to share personally about I know you've been married a heck of a long time, got a wonderful daughter.
I do, yes. I've been married for 31 years, and we have a great daughter who's 29. And I feel really fortunate because my husband has always been a great supporter of mine with my business. And, you know, that's huge when you're trying to do crazy things like we do as business owners. It's important to have that support. It reduces one area of stress. And so he's been great over all these years.
Yeah, and you know, you live in such a beautiful part of the country and down there. And now, do you call that Southern Virginia or just kind of is that mid-Virginia?
It's considered Southeast Virginia near Williamsburg. So,
yes,
so we're not far from the ocean or the mountains. So we like being kind of in between here.
You know, Stephanie and I have decided we've always wanted to retire down there, but now we have this grandson who's in New England, so going the opposite direction doesn't seem to be in our cards right now. Oh, so Meredith, when we connected, you were kind of, I think, building or just getting ready to launch ProStar. I'm not even sure if it was a different name at that time, but this whole online kind of coaching program. So what was the need you saw that caused you to create this whole online system initially?
Well, we had been in the software business. We launched our first major software product back in 1994, and it was an assessment tool called 2020 Insight, and we still have hundreds of organizations that use that today. It's continued to evolve over time, and that is a flexible feedback platform that helps people get input from others about their performance. You know, what are their strengths? What do they need to improve? But we've always known that just finding that information out alone doesn't do anything to help someone really improve what they're doing at work. And what they need is a development tool. And, you know, Jim, companies spend billions of dollars combined every year on training programs. The problem is, and what we have seen is there is not adequate follow-up and reinforcement after that initial training, whether it lasts 2 days or 2 weeks. There's a process of wiring in the brain that has to happen where, just like when you work out at the gym, you've got to work out and practice a skill a number of times before it becomes comfortable for you. In the same way, when you learn a new skill or how to do something better, whether it's listening or giving someone feedback, it doesn't happen in a 2 day or 2 week training program. There needs to be practice and reinforcement over time for that behavior to become automatic. And so what we decided to take on was creating an online system that would facilitate people making these kinds of changes over time. So that's what drove us. We saw just a big gap between what companies were doing and the return they were not getting on their investment. And I've heard this, you know, from many of our customers too over the years that have used our other program, that they spend money sending people to training. And, you know, it's expensive to take people away from the job and have them go somewhere to attend it, but then come back and nobody back at the workplace is actually reinforcing it and helping them master those skills or even use them. So we thought there needed to be something that could fill that gap. And in fact, it's something that a lot of coaches and consultants now use as well, because they can't be with their clients 24/7. You know, so they need some way to stay in touch and monitor their progress and keep them motivated. Because, of course, as you know, with your own coaching work, that your clients are most motivated when they are having the opportunity to work with you and interact with you directly. And so what are they doing in between those coaching moments to stay on track? And so that's part of what we've tried to do with this program.
I remember that name now, 2020. I thought that was a very cool name. And, you know, so a couple things I wrote down. I remember you were explaining it to me. I thought, you know what, it's true, because we actually met at a seminar, like a 2 or 3 day seminar, and everybody gets pumped up and motivated and you get some good ideas. And then literally, I mean, on your way home, everything you remembered about that event seems to fall away. And so implementation doesn't happen, but more likely, you know, your mindset doesn't get fixed. So I really thought there was a need for what you created to kind of keep that going after the fact, whether it is a big seminar or whether, you know, a company, and you work with some pretty large companies, you know, whether they bring in a speaker or a trainer, what happens after that person leaves, you know? So I do think there is a need for that. You also touch base on coaches and consultants. You know, I do work with a number of them in different niches and fields, and no matter what their kind of their core skill is, whether somebody's a coach, you know, for carpet cleaners or plumbers or HVAC or just general marketing, there's a need for follow-up, because let's face it, a coach can't be with their clients all the time. So I think there's a big need there, so I think it's pretty cool. Meredith, I heard you you addressed about 1,000 people a couple of years ago, I remember, and I was in the audience watching you with great pride seeing you up there. Mm-hmm. And you said something when you were up there, it was like paving a road or a dirt road or something. Do you remember that analogy about how to turn it?
Yeah, I do.
Tell us about that. I thought that was so cool.
Yes, it. I have found that to be a great way to explain to people what has to happen in the brain when you introduce a new concept to someone. If you think of everybody that has established habits, and of course we all do, those are like familiar roads in your brain. If you want to think of the pathway that you use to perform any behavior that you act upon, and so those are familiar roads, you know, the twists and the turns in them. And the problem though is sometimes it doesn't serve you well, and you realize, uh-oh, I need to learn a new way of doing this instead of the way that I'm doing it now. And what happens in the brain is it's as though you are constructing a brand new road when you decide you're going to learn something new. And so at the initial attempts to do it, it's going to feel like you're on a bumpy dirt road. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. You want to get the heck off of it and go back to what's familiar. Because what you're actually doing is paving a new road that's parallel to the existing one. So there's that competition during that construction phase when you are tempted to hop back over on what's familiar. And so if, just as an example, I wrote a blog post this week on a key thing that is bad about listening, and that is people who interrupt a lot. And so if you have that habit of interrupting, that is a pattern you've established, and you need to become aware of it, and then you want to try to change it. It requires establishing a new way of thinking, which is, you know, be quiet, listen to what the person is saying, let them finish. It's a whole new structure that you have to put in place. And so you're going to find over time as you try to implement that, that you're going to mess up. You know, you still are going to interrupt at times. But after a period of really working on that and consciously paying attention to how you are in conversations, eventually that becomes like the automatic way of doing things instead of the old way. So you build a new superhighway for the habit you want to establish, and then that old habit kind of falls apart in disrepair and isn't used as much. It isn't that you don't fall back on it at times, but the new way becomes ingrained.
I like that. You know, when you're, because the habits that we have, no matter how old we are, they are so ingrained, and whether it's whether you say things or do things or think a certain way, it happens so effortlessly. That's like you said, you're. So when you pave this new road, which is the new learned skills, it's awkward and bumpy at first, and so it does take time, which is kind of the reason. So who is the whole, you know, this whole online coaching program for? Like, who did you design it for?
Well, it's interesting you ask that, and that to me is one of the big learnings that I might expand upon that might be valuable for your listeners, because of course we initially thought, well gosh, you know, everybody needs this. And our initial market was the market we had been working in for our 2020 Insight program, which was, you know, the business world and also coaches and consultants, because those were the two biggest users of the program. And the thing was, we had this one platform that we called ProStar Coach, and what we found was it was a little bit challenging to try to talk to organizations and consultants with the same voice using the same words, because they have different needs. And, you know, this goes back to a core principle that, you know, you and I have both learned over the years from Dan Kennedy and other top marketers, is that, you know, a generic product doesn't work as well as one that's targeted to a specific audience, because one size doesn't fit all. And the more people feel that you're talking just to them, the more effective your message will be. And so over time, we have ended up creating a half a dozen versions of this program where the core content, our videos, our articles, the resources people can use have not changed. But what we did do is we labeled it for a specific group, like Strong for Performance for the workplace, And then the language on the individual web pages that they see is directed to the that particular audience. And so we have different websites for promotional websites for each of these audiences. And if anybody's interested in taking a look at what we've done, the main website is ProStarCoach.com. And so basically, this is for organizations, and we also have versions for individuals that are interested in, you know, working on their own development, because we focus on the people skills they need for interacting with others well and those inner strengths they have to draw on when they're faced with adversity. So things like composure and patience and self-discipline. We've got over 40 different topics in there, and so it does have appeal to a wide range, but you'll see that we've got specific products geared to different audiences. And a recent one, just as another example, because this might stimulate your listeners to think about how they might drill down to the different types of folks that they talk to and how to personalize that message more clearly for each one. One of our passions right now, both my business partner Denny Coates and I, is reaching young people and helping them develop these skills at an earlier age so that they don't struggle as adults with, you know, how to communicate well. So we are targeting other adults who work with young people, and we've actually created four different products for different groups of adults. So we have Strong for Mentoring Athletes for organizations who have coaches that, you know, in athletic programs, so youth sports organizations that want to improve the skills of their coaches, not just the technical side of teaching how to play the game, but also those important interaction skills so they have a long-term positive impact on those kids for their whole lives. And then we have mentoring students for people in the educational field, mentoring youth for people in youth development programs. And then we have Strong for Parenting for parents who want to become more effective with their kids. So that's how we have drilled down in that specific area of reaching youth programs. And, you know, Jim, initially we just called it Strong for Mentoring Youth. And we thought, well, that is, you know, a targeted area. But the more we thought about how we needed to talk to youth sports programs versus school systems versus other youth programs, we realized we needed to go even deeper there. So there's almost no end to the way that you could niche down your product or service so that it really targets and speaks to a specific group.
So awesome. So we're going to take a quick pause here for a very brief time out. On the other side, Meredith, I want to ask you about what's unique about your system compared to some of the other options. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
There are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects. And those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then No Hassle Social Media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No Hassle Social Media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
And we're back. Let's get right back to my very special guest, Meredith Bell. So, Meredith, what is unique about your system? Because I heard you say, correctly so, you know, Dan Kennedy teaches all of us that there's riches and niches. So it's not just enough to have an online training program. You need to have it kind of speak to each, you know, several different groups. So talk a little bit about what's unique about your program.
Well, in addition to having it, as I said, focused on different groups, One of the things that we've done is we've built in a combination of factors that used together really do help people develop new habits. And one of them is a three-step process that's very simple that is involved in building a new habit. So what we do is we help them focus on a specific topic and then plan a specific action they're going to take back in the world based on some content they've, you know, gone through on our site, and then they come back and reflect on what they learned from the experience, because too many people go from thing to thing to thing and they keep repeating the same mistakes, and it's because they don't take time to learn from the experience. So we have this process of focus, action, reflection that we have them repeat over time, and that process really does make a difference in people learning the right way to do something and reinforcing it. And of course, an important aspect of that is having somebody that's going to be an accountability coach for them. So, Jim, in the case where you're working with clients or other coaches work with clients, they obviously can be the accountability coach. But we have an area in this program called the coaching network where the user is able to identify a single person to be their main coach, but they can also add other people to be an ongoing support system. Because you've seen the success of programs like, you know, the 12-step programs and Weight Watchers, where having someone that you report back to and that holds you accountable is really important. And so we've built those kinds of systems right here in the program, along with the ability to ask for feedback along the way. One of my favorite authors is Marshall Goldsmith, and in his book, What Got You Here Won't Get You There, he talks about this idea of asking people for feed forward, getting suggestions for what you can do to improve in the future, because nobody really likes to look back at the past and have somebody tell them, here's what you did wrong, but more looking in the future. So they've got the ability to ask for that kind of input from their network, along with getting their input on all kinds of other questions. So that's another piece. The other thing is that it's interactive. It's not passive where they just go and watch a video or read material. They complete exercises. They can share these with their coach and other supporters, and they can come back and complete additional exercises. So it's an ongoing interactive learning system that I think is very powerful for helping them make those changes stick. And what we're finding is as people use this, like in organizations where you might have a team of managers or just in a small entrepreneurial company where everybody might be using it, the interactions that they're able to share through that system, giving each other input and ideas and suggestions, help to create a strengthening of the team and greater trust. And you know that's the foundation of any good working relationship.
Absolutely. I love that focus, action, reflection. It sounds very kind of systematic, but that's the right way to do it, it sounds like. So let's see. We have maybe 6 minutes. I want to ask you about, because I'm so interested in marketing, how are you marketing this program? Like, I mean, it seems, you know, when you and I used to work together, it seems like a kind of a very big, it's not like here's my book or, you know, here's this. It's a kind of a big program. So how do you actually market it to folks?
Well, you know, it's been a challenge, Jim, over time to figure out what works. And again, a takeaway for folks is when you think about your own product or service, how can you present it so people get it? And what we have found is doing online live demos for people where I can walk them through the system and show how it works and show how it all comes together works far better than a written sales letter. We do have a, like I said, a website for each of our programs, each version, and we have a 4-minute, you know, overview video that has served to be very good. Each version has its own introductory video. And so that gets people intrigued with what it is without giving too many details. And then we have regularly scheduled live online demos that they can sign up for. And those run close to an hour. And those are fairly small groups, and I you know, make time for people to be able to ask questions. But what has helped there is they can see it, and so it's not an abstract description. You know, anytime you've got a product that is like ours, where it's more conceptual, you know, in terms of describing it to somebody as opposed to a physical product that somebody can hold and touch. So many folks are visual, and so if you can think of a way to bring it to life, like you do so well, you know, with your weekly TV shows, there are things that you want to actually show folks. And I think if somebody has a product that people need to see, figuring out ways to videotape that or do live demos, I think, is an excellent way for a, you know, to reach a one-to-many approach. And so what we're doing now as a takeoff from that is I'm going to be recording some of these demos so that people can, you know, view them real-time, or excuse me, on demand when they want to. But there is something to be said for live demos where you can interact with people and they can ask you questions, and it's more of an event that they attend. Just like, you know, a lot of people have found webinars to be very, very helpful.
Yeah.
The other thing, Meredith, that we're doing.
Can I interject for a quick second?
Sure.
Along that line, I think that's also not a place where it has to be an either or. You know, to have something like an evergreen webinar where, you know, you record one of your best presentations and make it evergreen, because, you know, there may be times when people on the West Coast at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night would love to check it out, and you're, you know, you're sawing logs or sitting on the couch or at the movies or whatever, and you're not live at that point. So, but then I think there's also times when doing it live is very valuable. So in most cases it pays to offer it both ways.
Yes, I totally agree with you, because some people prefer to schedule things on their own time.
Right.
And I have found myself that, you know, I might get several signups, and then there are a certain number of no-shows because things come up, you know, and they have to cancel. So having a replay available or having a evergreen, as you say, is a really important thing. And that really underscores the idea that no one thing alone is going to do it. The other thing we have is we do have affiliates who help us promote the programs, and not just the product, but also these demos. So it isn't just me trying to get the word out. We've got, you know, a group of other people. So I spend a fair amount of time, you know, talking to our affiliates, supporting them, giving them ideas of things that they could do, you know, to market not just our products, but to build their business. And I think that is such a key thing, and you do that so well, Jim. You know, you just have a spirit of helping others, and it doesn't necessarily result in a sale tomorrow for you, but the goodwill that you create by helping someone just has a ripple effect overall in your business. And that's the way that I look at, you know, helping other coaches, entrepreneurs, and different business people with their businesses. It helps improve things for all of us when we're willing to share.
So true, and I appreciate the compliment. And just to prove that out, Meredith, I was at an event just last week, and a guy signed up for my coaching program. And you know what he said to me as we were kind of wrapping up our conversation? He goes, "Jim, I've been watching you jump off that dock for 2 years now." So, you know, proves that he's watching the videos, which I thought was kind of humorous. But, you know, you never know when people are ready to buy, and so you have to be out there on a regular basis. You got to be top of mind and sharing and helping. Meredith, my last question is this. I'm curious, over the 6 years I've known you, I've seen, you know, your program go through different kind of incarnations, I guess. What changes have you made, or let's say a better question would be, what lessons have you learned from when you originally were going to launch it to where your mindset is now?
Oh, that's a good question. And of course, I've talked about the fact that we'd created other versions of the program. But the other thing we did, Jim, and it's possible some of your listeners will relate to this too, you know, we pride ourselves on having so much information to share, and we've got so much content that, you know, you risk overwhelming people. And so we built in initially, you know, like 30 initial sessions to help you get started. You know, they're little quick things. But the problem was people saw that as, oh my gosh, if I need 30 sessions to learn this, it's too hard. It backfired. We thought we were helping them step by step get into the program, but they look at that and think, oh my gosh, too hard. So we took a hard look. We asked for feedback. We got some great ideas, and we totally revamped the interface of the program. And now it's a much simplified structure. So more is not necessarily better, and it's important to realize people are so busy. They need, you know, things in bite-sized chunks. They need to not feel overwhelmed or like something's going to be hard. You've got to figure out a way to help them see this is simple, easy. It's something I can do and isn't going to require a lot of time. So we like to say, you know, you can use this program in the morning when you're having your cup of coffee. Just spend 5 minutes, you know, getting an idea that you can apply during the day. And the key then is applying it out in the world at work or at home with your family, and then coming back to the program and thinking about how did it go. So it isn't requiring them to add this lengthy task to, you know, their daily task list, but it is asking them to get into the habit of using it. So that's an important lesson, I think, is taking a hard look at your product, the way you introduce it to folks, and the way you have them use it, and are you doing it in a way that helps them see, oh, I could do that.
Yeah, and that's the important thing. You know, not only that this is valuable, I think you're smart and everything you say is correct, but people have to make that leap that says, yes, I can do that too. Man, that's great, great stuff. Meredith, how can people learn more about this and either check out one of your webinars or let's give them a place they can go to learn more about you and your program?
Oh, thank you. Well, our main website is prostarcoach.com for this program, and they will see links there. Depending on, you know, if they're in a company and they want to look at our Strong for Performance program, or if they are a coach or consultant, we've got our ProStar Coach Enterprise program. And all of those are linked from ProStarCoach.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Meredith. You were a wonderful guest. I highly recommend everybody that's listening to this show go check out Meredith's program. You're going to be in great hands, and you're a great friend. Thanks for making time for me today, Meredith.
Thank you, Jim. It was great to be here, and I always love getting to talk to you.
Thank you. All right, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with Meredith Bell. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Again, those are great things in your business. I'm your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. Until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Hey, now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.